He let me know the same morning.
Huh?
He let me know the same morning he got stuck calling to Bay Dang Shore Lodge. I hauled on 3 or 4 loads after that. Clarksville. I was getting mine there before daylight time.
Yeah, that's the only way you can beat them damn fellas. Get out on the road before they get there. I tell you what they're going to go to doing right here. I've been listening from them. Asked if they could park out here behind these cedars. This thing. See, this person's on the goddamn way using, don't think you don't.
And if they come in and hide behind this below, I got us, they can't write you a ticket.
I don't know.
If they
well,
go
below. I tell you what they do in California, or cars on the Bay Dang Shore hard to catch
it. Yep. It's Arkansas law, but I got it. Unless they change it, of course they could change it. They wasn't out no point to see you. Get your lawyer and all of them fight it. I got that good stick you for. No, Belcher beat 2 or 3 cases on that.
One time, long time ago, somebody took my license off and turned them upside down. Mm-hmm. Put them back on. And I there's a check and everything come by. I come by and they stop me and, what them lights doing on the bottom side up there? Well, my God, you tell me. Well, he warned me to take them on and put them on right. Of course, I did when I got time. These law makes too many mistakes. No mountain murder, but they're all the time bouncing fellas or something, but they don't know whether it's there or supposed to be in or not. One time I was coming out of Missouri, and I was an old trucker. And they always told me when I went through these port of entry that I didn't have nothing. They just drive along the road so you see he didn't have nothing. Didn't have to stop. Mm-hmm. Well, I was coming through that port up there from Missouri. And I just pulled and all just real slow. And I didn't see nobody. Nobody come out. Looked and looked. I went on around and got about 30 yards down the road. Here come a whistle out of the building there and whistle. I said, now what? And I just slowed up and stopped. Just didn't back up, I just sat there. Made him walk all the way down there where the truck was. He walked up, said, where's your license? I said, they're on that truck back there, I think. He went plumb around that truck, and I know they was on there wrong, but I didn't care. They can't do nothing with it, had him on there wrong. It was nailed on the stringer, on the seal, instead of back on the cross piece. And mud was on them, God dog, you couldn't see them. He went plumb around that car and directly seen them. He said, damn hard to find. I said, yeah, but they're on there, ain't they? No, most of them, if you give them a chance, they'll tell you something, how to do it, anything.
Yeah.
Well, they told me that if I didn't have nothing on the truck, again, way up in Colorado one time, I passed through a place and I stopped. He come out and looked around. Said, you got anything on? I said, no, I ain't got nothing. He said, said, if you ain't got nothing on, said, just drive through slow. We can see you ain't got nothing. Don't have to stop. Up here, Moffitt. Fort Smith used to be the nastiest place in the world.
Is that right?
That's Port of Entry. Man, kind of, they just mess you up with a big pickup or everything else. Yep, they had to know everything you were hauling, what it was for and whose it was and everything. If it was somebody that wasn't your folks or anything, you just about into it. If it wasn't your own.
Mm-hmm.